So I'll need to fix the keyboard here.
It is 3 p.m. on February 7th, 2025. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 6 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Sorry, there were some technical difficulties. Keyboard and mouse have been connected with assistance from Chris E. I will be playing some music ASAP. I will play a PSA right. I'll be playing a PSA right now.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Are you passionate about skiing and looking for a way to give back this season? Join Canadian Adaptive Snow Sports and help us make a real impact by volunteering your time. From teaching adaptive skiing or snowboarding techniques to supporting our events, there's a role for everyone. Visit our website at www.cads.ski to learn more, volunteer, or make a donation.
Welcome back. Sorry for starting in cold. There was the keyboard and mouse were plucked away from the on-air show computers. They just came in before my show began. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and update on the Surrey Police transition. First up today is Flamingos in the Tree as it falls into place with Strawberry Girl.
I haven't found anything that I've liked in a while, but I guess you could say I'm in love with your smile.
You're my strawberry girl. You're my strawberry girl.
You're so particular, but you make me feel alive. I'm not so insecure, and I know I'm not the guy who likes grape jelly. Then you said to me, that's okay, I'll be yours.
I'll start from the heart, not the word part. Wanna make you mine, can't waste your time, couldn't change your minds. But was I too blind? You're still on my mind, should we cross the line? We could be just fine, why am I still trying? Thinking selfishly, I should leave you be. Why can't I see? You're my strawberry girl.
To go, I'm leaving, but now and then my heart'll get this feeling. What we meant to be, only time could see, couldn't let you go. Didn't mean to make life hard, but now I'm feeling you're my
strawberry girl. You're my strawberry girl. Strawberry girl.
That was Strawberry Girl from Flamingo in the... That was Strawberry Girl in the Flamingo's Trees. Okay. That was Strawberry Girl from Flamingo's in the Trees as it falls into place. Next up is Eternal Drax. It is Eternal Drax. Imprisoned Souls. Sorry, I clicked a wrong album. The track is The Mist. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
The Mist is down and the shadows are gray beside.
Like to comment on the SF Athletics at this time. 10 events were on tap for February 1st. The Red Leafs track and field teams were in 3 events, 2 in the Boston area. First with the Harbor Invitational at Gordon Indoor Track in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where the first event started at 6:30 Pacific Time, where distances were generally in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff for preliminaries for finals events, where women competed. In the high jump championship, Olivia Winville leaped 1.57 for seventh. In the 400 final, Claire Bosma charged in at 57.48 for fourth. Two Red Leafs finished within top 10 in the triple jump final, as Olivia Winville sprung 11.28 for fifth and Kerlinda Chetwynd hopped 11 for sixth. In the 800 final, Selin Tastemir dashed in at 214.4 for fourth. Three SFU runners finished within top 8 of the 60 round 1 as Marie-Eloi Leclerc darted in at 7.56 for third, Emma Khanna raced in at 7.68 for fifth, and Jalen Cumming sprinted in at 7.75 for eighth. In the long jump final, Jocelyn Negra sprung 5.41 for sixth. In the 60 final, Marie-Eloi Leclerc bolted in at 7.61 for third, Emma Khanna charged in at 7.68 for fifth, and Jalen Cumming darted in at 7.75 for seventh. Meanwhile, the John Thomas Terry Classic took place at Boston University in Boston, Massachusetts, starting at 7:30 Pacific, where distances were generally in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 9 results for the Red Leafs as they are cutoffs for the finals events, where men competed. In the long jump, Nicholas Monroe leaped 6.78 for 8th. In the men's 60 dash, Adrian Law charged in at 7.08 for 6th. In the 200 dash open, Jacob Hall charged in at 21.84 for 5th. Meanwhile, both SFU wrestling teams competed in separate tournaments, both of which started at 9 a.m. Men's wrestling competed in the Oaks Men's Tournament at Menlo College's Hayne Prim Pavilion in Atherton, California, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top 3 results for the Red Leafs. In 157, Magnus McCracken toppled Jesus Laredo of Menlo National College Wrestling Association at 6:06 in a quarterfinal, tumbled Gil Mossberg of Cal Poly Humboldt via a 19-4 technical fall in a semifinal, and lost to Anthony Berg from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo via a 13-5 major decision in the first place match. In 184, Owen Gustmundsson lost to Jonathan Moreno of Menlo College 11-6 in a semifinal, but defeated Kevin Clements of San Francisco State 10-4 in a semifinal, and defeated teammate Arashik Rusty 7-3 in the third place match. In 285, Sammy Pereira upended Cole Stackett via an 18-3 technical fall in a quarterfinal, defeated Gabriel Ranger of Westcliff 4-2 in a semifinal, and defeated Andrew Manion of Menlo National College Wrestling Association via an 18-3 major decision in the first place match of the Oaks Men's Tournament at Menlo College in Atherton, California. Now to SFU Women's Wrestling, which competed in the 2024-25 RMAC Women's Championship at Reed Arena in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top 3 Red Leafs results. Two SFU wrestlers finished within top 3 of 117. In the semifinals, Ivy Threadfall was dominated by Marjorie McDaniel of Colorado Mesa via a 14-3 technical fall, while Maddie McKenzie defeated Shania Weir via an injury default. In the third place match, Ivy Threadfall defeated Shania Weir of Chadron via a medical forfeit in 131. Ella Finding toppled Gabriel Montes of Adams State via a 10-0 technical fall in a quarterfinal, but fell to Brooke Zehada of Texas State University at 5-12. Ella Finding recovered to win her consolation match as she tumbled Chanya Tipmani of Texas Women's University via a 10-0 technical fall, and upended Brisa Salas of Adams State via a 14-4 technical fall in the third place match. In 138, Jade Trollen dominated Reagan Rosater of Chadron via a 10-0 technical fault in a semifinal, but lost to Corey Williams of Adams State via a 9-0 decision in the first place match. In 145, Amelia Lucas fell to Erica Schroeder of Colorado Mesa University at 537 in a semifinal, but won the next two matches via falls, as Lucas toppled Megan Flaherty of Texas Women's University at 326 in a consolation semifinal, and tumbled Emily Loya, also of Texas Women's University, at 108 in the third-place match. In 160, Lene McCracken won her first two matches via technical falls, as she upended Mia Howell of Texas Women's University 10-0 in a quarterfinal, and dominated Kimberly Carlin of Colorado Mesa University 12-2 in a semifinal. In the first-place match, Lene McCracken bested Gretchen Donnelly of Colorado Mesa 8-7 to earn the 160 crown. In 180, Paige Maher toppled Cecily Frates of Chadron at just 34 seconds in a semifinal, and bested Allison Evans 8-7 in the first place match to win the 180 crown. In 287, Julia Ricci tumbled J.C. Porti of Texas Women's University via a 10-0 technical fall in a semifinal, and upended Esther Peters of Chadron at 108 in the first place match to earn the 207 crown in the 2024-25 RMAC Women's Championship, where the SFU Red Leaps finished as the runner-up with 129 points among five teams, only behind Colorado Mesa with 149.5 at Reed Arena in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Later on, SFU track and field teams resumed the UW invite at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, where the first event started at 10 a.m. with the distances generally meters, with times in minutes and seconds, where no Red Leafs finished within top 10 in any event on February 1st, 2025. SFU softball started against Western New Mexico at 11:30 as part of South Central Regional Challenge at Los Lunas Sports Complex in Los Lunas, New Mexico. The Red Leafs were shaded by the Mustangs 7-6, as SFU was led by Abby McGlynn, who went 1-for-3 with 2 runs batted in, 2 runs scored. Erin Murphy, who went 1-for-4 with 2 runs scored. And McKenna Simmons, 2-for-2 with 2 runs batted in. Meanwhile, Western New Mexico had 6 players with 1 RBI each. Two events started at 1 p.m., first with the Red Leafs women's basketball, who hosted the St. Martin Saints at SFU's Burnaby West Gym, where SFU fell to St. Martin's 86-74. The Saints were led by Maya Hatchett with 19 points, followed by Jada Travis, Kiana Rios with 16 points each, and Avery Ulster with 15 points among 9 St. Martin's scorers. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs were led by Sophia Wysoski with 26 points, the highest in the game, followed by McKenna Gardner with 17 and Aman Dulai with 12 among 7 SFU scorers. Meanwhile, both SFU swimming teams competed in a duo against the UVic Vikes at Commonwealth Pool in Victoria, BC, which also started at 1 p.m., where the distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. All races were short courses, meaning the length was 25 meters, and 9 points were awarded for individual race winners, with 11 points for team race winners. I will mention the Red Leafs winners. The quartet of Melissa Edelman, Delroy Vetter, Ali Whitmore, Abigail Williams. In the women's 400 medley relay at 409.37, the quartet of Lucas Buck, Marcus Mack, Peter Morch, Luka Tomic. In the men's 400 relay at 344.12, Tori McClenchuk. In the women's 800 freestyle at 841.91, Owen Nicholson. In the men's 1500 men's freestyle at 1526.72, Melissa Edelman in the women's 100 butterfly at 103.29, Marcus Mack in the 100 butterfly at 54.72, Tori McClenchuk in the women's 200 freestyle at 203.37, Abigail Williams in the women's 100 backstroke at 101.76, Lucas Buck in the men's 100 backstroke at 56.78, Delroy Vetter in the women's 100 breaststroke at 111.76, Jordan Raum in the men's 100 breaststroke at 102.45, Ali Whitmore in the women's 50 freestyle at 26.72, Marcus Mack in the men's 400 individual relay at 423.38. Jordan Raum in the men's 50 breaststroke at 28.83. Abigail Williams in the 100 freestyle at 56.19. Keisha Bicotti in the women's 200 backstroke at 216.68. Lucas Buck in the men's 200 backstroke at 201.58. Tori McClenchick in the women's 400 freestyle at 415.28. Delray Vetter in the women's 200 breaststroke at 236.44. Thomas Pekica in the men's 200 breaststroke at 217.68. Abigail Williams in the women's 50 butterfly at 28.29. And Marcus Mack in the men's 200 individual medley at 20.68. In SFU's duel against UVic, where both Red Leafs won, as the women's dominated 174-146. And the men's 171-157 at Commonwealth Pool in Victoria, BC. SFU men's basketball and women's softball provided a nightcap for February 1st. First with basketball, which started against Alaska Anchorage at 4:15 Pacific time at Alaska Anchorage Center in Anchorage, Alaska, where the Red Leafs were shaded by the Sea Wolves 59-58. SFU had two players scoring 20 points each, Iris Kokuya, Tate Christensen, but no one else scored in double digits among six Red Leaf scorers. While Alaska Anchorage also just had two scorers in double digits, led by Hassan Harrington with 17 points, followed by Tyler Burriston with 11, the Sea Wolves had eight scorers. SFU softball played their second game on February 1st at 4:30 Pacific against number 13 West Texas A&M in the South Central Regional Challenge at Los Lunas Sports Complex in Los Lunas, New Mexico, where the Red Leafs fell to the Lady Buffs 6-2, highlighted by West Texas A&M's five runs in the top of fifth, led by Lori Granger's three-run home run off SFU's Lauren Johnson. The two schools locked horns again on February 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, as part of the South Central Regional Challenge at Los Lunas Sports Complex in Los Lunas, New Mexico, where the Red Leafs got trounced by the Red Buffs, Lady Buffs, 7-1, highlighted by the latter's three runs in the bottom of third, as SFU finished the South Central Regional Challenge 1-4. The Red Leafs swimming and track and field programs were honored on February 3rd. The men's swimming team earned the Scholar All-America Award from the College Swimming and Diving Coaches Association of America, as the Red Leafs earned a 3.0 GPA, the cutoff line. Meanwhile, Maria Loa LeClaire earned a GNAC Women's Athlete of the Week for her performances at the Boston University John Thomas Terrier Classic and the Harbor Invitational. On February 4th, Tori McClenchick, a star swimmer for the SFU Red Leafs, was featured on the Sidelines podcast episode 6 from the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. Later on, both SFU wrestling teams confronted Pacific University in duels at Stoller Athletic Center in Forest Grove, Oregon, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the Red Leafs winners. First with men, Nitin Kukreja via a forfeit in 133, Arad Ahangi over Jacob Enrico via a 22 technical fall in 141, Ryan Higg via another forfeit in 149, Magnus McCracken over Andrew Porter via a fall at 239 in 157, Diego Silva via another forfeit in 165, Owen Gusmanson over Sage 80 via a fall at 614 in 184, Ricky Ferrosi over Romeo Hernandez via a fall at 352 in 197, and Sam Pereira over Garrett Obrich via a 13-7 decision in 285, as the Red Leafs dominated the Boxers men 44-12. Now with SFU women against Pacific University women, Ella Finding via a forfeit in 131, Jade Trollen over Aubrey Diaz via a fall at 4 in 138, Amelia Lucas over Annalise McAllister via a fall at 128 in 145, and Lene McCracken over Paige Beats via a fall at 4 in 160, as the Red Leafs women dwarfed the Boxers women 25 at Stoller Athletic Center in Forest Grove, Oregon. On February 5th, three SFU women's basketball players had their academic achievements recognized as McKenna Gardner, Rachel Lukes, and Sophia Wisowski qualified for the Great Northwest Athletic Academic All-Conference. Senior McKenna Gardner earned a 3.42 GPA as a psychology major. Sophomore Rachel Lukes achieved a 3.62 GPA as an arts major. And senior Sophia Wisowski attained a 3.33 GPA as a kinesiology major. Both basketball teams were in action on February 6th. First with the women's, who started at 5:15 p.m., fell to Northwest Nazarene 90-82 at Johnson Sports Center in Nampa, Idaho. SFU was led by Sophia Wisowski with 25 points, the highest in the game, followed by Merlane Shelby with 16, McKenna Gardner with 12, and Armand Dulai, Rachel Lukes with 11 points each, among eight Red Leaf scorers. The host Nighthawks were led by Kendall Clark with 23 points, Kate Clark with 16, and Chloe DiHaro with 12 among 10 scorers. Later on, SFU Men's, who started at 7 p.m., were edged by the visitors Sierra Pacific at Burnaby's West Gym. The Falcons were led by Ian Deck with 31 points, the highest in the game, followed by Jackson Knapp with 18, and Owen Moriarty with 16 among 7 scorers. The Red Leafs were led by Irish Coquille with 27 points, Luke Howard with 20, and Matisse Van Vylant with 10 among 6 scorers. Today sees both SFU track and field teams competing in the Nevada Wolfpack Classic at Reno Sparks Center in Reno, Nevada, which started at 10 a.m. I'm just going to look at the results as they come in. Chances are there are not that many SFU athletes competing. Oh, there's one, at least. In men's long jump, Nicholas Monroe leaps 7.24 for third. Just a bit of place. These events are just coming in. Some of these events have been completed, some have not. So, there's at least one person. There's one SFU track and field competing. Actually, there's multiple. In the women's 60-60 preliminaries, Maria LaClaire finished second at 7.46, Emma Conan 7.59, and Jalen Cummings, with S at the end, 8th, 7.66, as the last qualifier for women's 60-dash finals. In the men's 60-dash preliminary, Jacob Hall qualified as he clocked in at 6.8 for 5th as top 8 qualify. In the women's 1 mile run, there's nothing here, so I'll be going to a PSA.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Central Washington are first at 9-2 conference, 15-6 overall. Northwest Nazarene, second, 8-3 conference, 15-4 overall. Sierra Pacific, third, 8-4 conference, 12-11 overall. St. Martin's, fourth, 7-4 conference, 18-6 overall. Western Washington, fifth, 7-5 conference, 15-7 overall. Montana State Billings, 6-6 conference, 15-10 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 7th, 5-7 conference, 9-12 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 8th, 4-8 conference, 11-14 overall. Simon Fraser are 9th, 3-9 conference, 7-15 overall, and Western Oregon are last at 1-10 conference, 4-17 overall.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our